Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
More Dirt and Sprague.
Do you trust someone who doesn't like a Pop-Tart?
Dirt.
Can I give you a hot take that might make people look at me and call me an idiot? I think Pop-Tarts are disgusting.
Sprague.
I used to raw dog Pop-Tarts religiously.
Dirt and Sprague.
I'm anti-Pop-Tart.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, The Fan Sports Network. Live on the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Hope your mornings are going great.
Starving.
You getting hungry over there?
Yeah, and then
it's a time of day.
Our boss man,
to the boys this morning.
Our sales extraordinaire, Sam, locked his candy drawer because I guess Zucanic steals all of his candy.
Wait, he's got a candy drawer I didn't know about?
His office always has a bowl of candy the way I had presented some in the studio, but he had Almond Joys in there. And nobody likes an Almond Joy like Sprague.
You're a big Almond Joy guy.
And now there's no more Almond Joys.
Way to
and
go,
I don't Zucanic. Have access to them.
Way to go, Zucanic. You ruined it for the rest of us.
Yeah, that's what I was told.
You ruined the party.
I was told.
We getting excited to find out pairings for the Ryder Cup foursomes
later this
afternoon.
Not like
who is going out first?
Who's none of it matters.
Last coming out at 1 o'clock. Wow, 45th Ryder Cup. Why didn't I?
Controversial for Rory to come out and be like, America's the greatest country in the world. Because I would argue if I'm a European, that's kind of pissing me off.
That was kind of funny, the week of the Ryder Cup. You know, any other week you say that, I don't think anybody bats an eye on it. But, you know, when you're about to tee off on a road Ryder Cup, interesting comments.
Given the climate, you might have to be publicly saying that stuff right now. But I just thought that was really funny that we have one of the biggest European names out there coming out and saying
it's
that.
American dream, man. Go work hard. You can pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Make it in America. I wanted to get to this. We talked a little bit about it earlier. I will still continue to maintain the most surprising thing that's ever happened in the history of Major League Baseball.
Thank you, Sam. We love you. Might as well go win the whole thing.
Because this guy did this last night.
Fly ball to right field! Number 60! A catcher has hit 60 home runs!
It's a good lesson, too, to don't back down to bullying, because we bullied Jordan Schultz out of a take 2 years ago that Cal Raleigh was the best catcher in baseball.
Dude, us and the listeners got him to retract that quick.
He said on the air that Cal Raleigh's the best catcher in baseball, and we looked at him, we laughed, we called him an idiot. We said, what the hell are you talking about, Schultzy? We get that you're a honk, but let's calm it down a little bit. What about Adley Rutschman? Ever heard of him?
Yeah, whoops.
Whoopsies. And this is where he's got to stand up to bullies, because we were bullies, and he should have stood up to that take, because at the time, boy, oh boy, did it age perfectly. Cal Raleigh has become the fourth player in the history of the American League to hit 60 home runs, the first non-Yankee to do it, and he didn't do it in a softball field like Aaron Judge did a couple of years ago. He had to do it in one of the toughest hitter parks in all of the bigs. They won their first division title since 2001. Can I have some fun trivia with you?
Ooh, you stole the idea that I did not execute.
Okay.
So go ahead, yes.
Now, you might know the answers.
I might know
if
some
you
of
know
answers,
some of these.
If we saw the same.
Let me ask you this. Hold on. Casey?
What year were you born,
Were
Casey?
You alive in 2001?
That was the year I was born.
Oh, you was born in 2001.
God. Yep, September of 01.
Wait, what month?
September.
September what?
Yeah, is it your birthday today, Casey?
Did somebody steal the limelight from you?
No, I'm back on the 8th. That was a few weeks ago.
Okay. Oh, man.
The number one song in America the last time Seattle won the AL West.
This one I don't remember. I'm pretty sure we saw the same thing.
Probably saw the same thing.
What was the zoot zoot trying?
Zoot zoot right.
For me a bottle of beer.
I forgot about that song. That was not number one, but that's a great flashback right
what
there.
What was the...
it could have been Macarena. That was about Macarena time, wasn't it, 2001?
Macarena was more mid to late 90s.
Was it late 90s when that came out?
What was the... damn it, dude. I'm blank. I'm so bad.
Macarena was released in 1993.
Yeah, mid-90s. Wow. I remember that's doing that as a child. Mm. What's the one with the...
I know the answer. I don't remember this song being released in 2001. If you would have asked me when the song was released, I would have said, like, 2010?
Oh.
Yeah. And I don't know if you feel the same way. I'll just give you the song because you're not going to guess it.
Sure.
Fallen by Alicia Keys. Does that have 2001 written it on you?
Yeah, early 2000s had a real R&B moment.
I know that it did, but I just, for some reason, I think of Alicia Keys as later than that.
That was her big record breaker.
I know, but I remember her breaking in like 2010. Maybe I'm just late to the music scene. Number one, or actually not number one.
You're almost a decade late to the music scene.
Very late. Yeah. I find out things. Hey, have you heard of this guy? Like, yeah, dude, we've been listening
for
10 years.
I don't know.
Yeah. There was we actually talked about this earlier. Shrek, the original Shrek movie.
This is why I meant to bring it up, is because I had Shrekking in my
Shrekking
magic hat.
Shrekking in your magic hat. Shrek, the first Shrek movie had just been released in theaters.
You know what other song came out, 01, I want to say it was? Because
Let me look up the top songs of 2001.
Smash Mouth.
Somebody once told me the world.
Yep. Yeah, because that came out the same time as the movie.
You actually brought up Shrek earlier. I don't know if there's a song in a movie that I connect more in my head than that one. And that's weird. It's stupid. I know. But whenever I see the movie Shrek or like I'm scrolling
on Netflix, song with
that
Shrek?
Song with I just
that's the most.
That is the most in my head.
Really?
I don't know why. Maybe it's just because it's like one of the first scenes in the movie when he starts walking through.
Well, and it's a really catchy tune. It was all over the radio for a hot second.
Your top songs of 2001. You ready for these? Lady Marmalade. Remember that one?
The remake.
Moulin Rouge. Bootylicious.
Oh, that song became so famous, it became an actual defined word.
It did.
They had to add to the dictionary.
Let Me Blow Your Mind.
Who is that one?
Little Eve.
Look at Kate. Not even alive, Casey, knowing Let Me Blow Your Mind.
One of the upsets of my lifetime, Eve marrying a random rich white guy in Britain.
She did?
Yeah, dude.
I haven't heard of Eve in a long time.
Living in a great flat to a super rich dude.
What else we got here? When It's Over by Sugar Ray. That's a solid song. Okay. Peaches and Cream came out in 2001.
Literally had a friend my senior year of high school tell me he had no idea that song wasn't about actual peaches and cream.
Who doesn't like peaches with cream? Said,
I'm not kidding. I'm not exaggerating.
Couldn't quite connect the dots.
He said, my mom used to make the instant oatmeal peaches and cream, and I thought they just really enjoyed it like I did. Mm.
O-Town's All or Nothing. Was O-Town the name of the band?
That was the making the band.
That was the making the band.
The guy went to prison for that. I watched that show.
Nickelback's How You Remind Me came out in 2001.
Swag. How You Remind Me.
This is right in Swag's
this
alley.
This is how
where
you
the party
remind
at. Yeah. Fun walk down memory lane. So those were some of the top songs in 2001. A few other quick notes. Julio Rodriguez was 8 months old.
Yeah.
When the Mariners last won the division.
Almost all these guys were like four.
Ichiro was in his rookie year in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
It was his rookie season.
Yep.
The iPod had not been released yet.
Mm-mm.
We did not have the iPod. And the first Harry Potter film was the number one movie in America.
See, that one's tough.
The first Harry Potter movie.
Are like in their mid-30s. It's just that one's tough.
That's how long it's been. I love when you've had something this long, and then you get to go back and revisit it, you know, for if you remember 2001 and some of the songs in the movies. The Mariners have won their first division title in a quarter century, essentially. Now they get ready for postseason baseball. How hungover are they going to be today? Is that a day game for them? They got a getaway day?
It's a pretty hungover game.
Oh, 6:40. Okay, good. So they're playing later on this evening.
If I'm Dan Wilson, I'm like, yo, we're literally doing nothing. Just get right. Be ready for the game, and we'll call it good. We've done everything we need to do. The funny thing is about that 0-1, I remember as if it was yesterday.
Yeah.
That's one of those, like, it makes you feel old moments. I went to two of those games that year with that team.
In the regular season or in the playoffs?
Regular season
games.
Yeah, because Ichiro was a big deal, so
it was a huge deal, dude.
I went up there twice, two different points.
Mike Cameron replacing Ken Griffey Jr. We don't need him anymore.
I said this in the 6 a.m. hour, but I'll repeat it again. Outside of the Anaheim Angels winning in 2002 as a 75-1 preseason title team, That's the second most shocking thing I've ever seen in baseball.
60 home runs for Cal Raleigh. If you would have said it at the start of the year, if you would have said it in the first month of the season, if you would have said it 2 years ago, you would have been laughed at. Never in a million years did I think that that would happen. And every time we've done the like moment of like, wow, he got to 40. Wow, he got to 50. Wow, he got... Every time we've done it, it just continues to shock. And last night, I'm scrolling through some show stuff. I'm getting ready. I don't have Root Sports, so I can't watch Mariner games. My brother-in-law was there last night, so hell of a night to drive up and go to a game.
Sure.
See him clinch the division and see 59 and see 60. It's going to take me a while to come up with one in Major League Baseball that will top this in terms of just... Never in a million years did I see that.
Poll question we put up 2 hours ago. Cal Raleigh, 60 home run season. The most shocking thing you've seen in baseball, yes or no? No is winning 50.8% to 49.2%.
That's one that like we need to add a caveat of like, show your work. What is more surprising to you in baseball than Cal Raleigh hitting 60
Mine bombs? Is only the Angels in 02 because that organization was an absolute disaster for most of my life. They literally made a Disney movie about how laughably bad they were.
Angels in the outfield is a quality throwback, too. Matthew McConaughey.
Is it?
It's Danny good Glover.
Movie? Yeah.
Tony Danza. Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good.
There's
cast.
A lot of under the radar.
It's a good cast right there.
Actors.
What's Doc? What's Doc's name from Back to the Future?
Al.
No. What's his real name?
Christopher Lloyd.
Christopher Lloyd. He's the angel. He's the Hefe angel.
The foster mom.
Yeah.
Is the pigeon lady from Home Alone 2.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
Good pull.
Yeah.
I actually have one cosign of the Shrek and All Star Instant Connection.
Okay.
I don't know what it is about that song in that movie, but every time I see that movie and I hear that song, I think of Shrek or I think of the song. You got one that's like the most to you, like the song in the movie?
That's a great question.
When you hear the song, you think of a movie, or if you see a like if you're scrolling. I don't watch Shrek. I can't tell you the last time I saw Shrek, but I think it's on Netflix right now. So you log in, and if you scroll by it, somebody once told me the word.
I don't know if this is my. I didn't really think on this because it's a good one. And you got to get away from movie themes, right?
Yeah, like no, Jurassic like Indiana Park Jones, and, Star Wars. You can't
Jaws.
Do that. It's got to be a song that was made and then put into a movie.
American Pie has a couple of these for me that when I hear the songs.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I think exactly.
Sum 41 comes on in your
those kind of bands. Yeah, 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 yeah. Those like, I don't even know what that genre would be called. But yeah, there's a couple of those songs
kind of
that
punk
pop
rock
on.
A little bit.
Yeah, they pop on and I'm like, that's so late 90s. And then I instantly think that was on American Pie soundtrack for sure.
How's the pale ale, Stifler? Let's get to Thursday night football. Man, talk about big game. Seattle looking for a 3-1 start. Stayed above 500, divisional opponent. Does anybody enjoy watching the Cardinals play football? We'll dive into that Thursday night football preview next. 105.1 FM, the fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A couple of good ones coming in. CCR's walking out my front door with Big Lebowski is a great pull.
It's a great pull. A
couple of Danger Zones with Top Gun.
Yeah, I mean, how do you?
Now, was Danger Zone made for Top Gun, or was it a song that was already a song and then they put it in Top Gun? Because I don't know the answer to that. But that's a great, I mean.
Yeah, it was.
It was made for the movie?
No, God, I just don't trust Google AI results.
Don't trust Google AI.
It does say Kenny Loggins.
Like they hired him to make a song for Top Gun, and that's the song that he made?
He made it for Top Gun, and then they hired him to re-record it for Top Gun Maverick.
Ah, got it. Okay.
That was according to Variety.
Somebody also said, how do I live with Con Air? It's an under the radar poll. And we got Rebecca Black Friday with Dirt and Sprague. Hey!
I mean, hey, there we go.
There you go.
All those things
Friday,
are equal.
Friday, hallelujah, it's Friday. We didn't talk a lot about the Seahawks at the end of last week because, you know, they're playing the Saints. And then we didn't talk a lot about the Seahawks earlier this week because, you know, they beat the Saints.
Yeah.
Interesting game, though, tonight. Like, I get nothing out of watching the Cardinals. If you told me I could never watch a Cardinal game the rest of my life, I wouldn't be upset with you.
I posted that poll question, by the way.
About the Cardinals?
Yeah, I said...
Does anybody get excited to watch
the Cardinals? Does anyone enjoy watching the Arizona Cardinals play football, yes or no, and no is winning?
Do even Cardinal fans enjoy watching their team play? Like, when was the last time you were excited to watch your team play? I'm sure there's delusional fans out there, but
Kurt Warner?
The rational ones, that's a
long... Carson Palmer?
Yeah, that's a long... They were in an NFC title game, and they got their teeth kicked in by the Panthers with Palmer.
Yeah, I would say, like, I think they had that... Well, they had that one playoff year with Cliff where they got annihilated in the playoff game against the Rams.
They did. They made it one
time. That team was okay to watch. Yeah. That was exciting little... Yeah. Little Kyler.
Kyler. Tiny little feet. Every team in the NFC West is above 500. That will change tonight. Obviously, Seattle and Arizona are both at 2-1. And this feels like a decently big game for the Seahawks, does it not? Like, you have the win over Pittsburgh. You get off, you know... On the board, you get one, then you beat the Saints, and you're just not going to take anything from that game.
Well, why is this game not big for Arizona?
Because I don't care about Arizona, primarily. It is, you're not wrong, but I just don't care about Arizona. Like, if Arizona wins, am I going to change my stance on them?
Look at you being little brother caring about Seattle.
To me, it's more interesting for them. Like, I think they have a better head coach. I think they have
a better team. Right?
Like, they are heading in a better direction, I would argue, where the Cardinals are just stuck being the same Cardinals team they've been for 5 years.
Uh-huh.
And their top pick from a year ago might not be able to catch a football anymore, which is a tad alarming. Darnold is actually, you know, one of the biggest concerns about getting him, and I just saw this from our guy Brady Henderson.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest concerns when in the offseason, we talked about this ad nauseum, was how good Geno was under pressure and how quickly he got rid of the ball, and that's a concern with Darnold. He holds on to the football too long, and our guy Brady Henderson put out some numbers saying Darnold's only been sacked 3 times in 3 games, and he's also done his part. He has the 10th fastest average time before a throw. So hiking the ball and getting rid of it quickly. He's not holding on to it too long. And he's shown the ability, including in a big play, to not just escape pressure, mm-hmm. but create big plays on scrambles. And it just, I jokingly say it, like if the Cardinals win, you could say the same argument for them of they'd be 3-1 and the NFC West, hell, maybe it's wide open because the Niners have like 4 healthy players remaining on their roster.
Sure.
But this seems like one for Seattle of like 3-1 would be a hell of a start for Mike McDonald after the way their season started losing at home in a game they felt like they should have won against San Francisco.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I thought that Pittsburgh game, you go back a couple weeks ago, I know they handled the Saints.
You're not taking anything away from wins over the Saints.
The Saints are quite literally the second worst pass rushing unit in the NFL.
Yes.
San Francisco's 10th. They just lost Bosa, so that I'm sure that's going to go down a little bit more. Steelers are technically, according to PFF grades, the 4th best pass rush unit in the NFL. Now, I know. Sometimes
their defense has been terrible.
Yeah. But you remember that game. It was a pretty ugly game.
It was. Yes, it was.
And Darnold, like, I think of that pivotal third down where he kind of spun out. He ran to the sideline and he just tossed the ball and they got that big first down.
Mm-hmm.
He's been fine. I think what kind of changes some of these metrics, it has to be the Saint game, right? Like, the Niner game, he was awful. He threw like 2 real passes the whole game. That offense was dreadful. Steeler game, I'm not going to act like he lit him up. He was fine. He also got a lot of credit for that little screenplay to Kenneth Walker on the long touchdown.
Let's not act like not knowing a football's live in the back of the end zone and a free 7 points doesn't have a big impact on the outcome.
Seattle's defense has been really good. They've not had their stud rookie that they just drafted. He's going to be out again. He's listed as doubtful tonight. They're going to start to get some guys back. So I think the defensive line has been one of the best units in the sport. They're not even blitzing that much, and they're generating some of the best pressure in the entire league. I don't know how much I'm really going to rely on what I've seen through 3 games where they barely struggled. They struggled to score against Pittsburgh. They almost didn't score at all against San Francisco. That game was awful.
And then they fumbled away a chance to win the game at the end.
And the Saints game was like, everything goes your way immediately. Here we go. Saints, it checks out early. It's not to take anything away from the Seahawks. It's just to simply say, we'll get a little bit of a better measure. I think Arizona's defense is good. I don't know how good the offense is going to do. I find Marvin Harrison Jr. to be a little bit of a not quite the hyped prospect. Their defense has been good. I don't know how in on Sam Darnold I'm fully going to go yet. There's going to be no Charbonnet tonight. He's out again.
How dare you be rational?
Well, I mean, I think that's what we need to do here. It's a lot of opinions are coming in on these teams 3 weeks in, and we do this every year.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go over my skis. It is a pivotal game for both, and I tend to agree with you. Seattle is the better team. I don't know if that means you're going to win.
No.
Or even cover some number.
No. It's basically a pick 'em, if I'm not wrong. I think it's a 1.5-point spread tonight. So it's you're
essentially. Oh, really? I thought it was a higher spread than that.
Let me see. ESPN's telling me 1.5, okay. Seattle. Let me see what DraftKings says on my phone.
All right. I don't know why, but maybe I had the wrong. I had a number.
Is that a trap? Is 1.5 a trap? Am I falling into that trap?
I don't know. Can't begin to tell you what's a
yeah,
trap.
Yeah, DraftKings 1.5. 1.5 is your line for tonight. Okay. Over under 43. I feel pretty good about that under, but maybe I'm wrong there. This seems like an ugly Thursday night defensive game.
Are we not looking at that score last weekend and kind of telling ourselves the offense is something that it hasn't quite been? Now, Torrey Horton's been great.
Yeah.
And big game last weekend and a nice little start to his career.
He's Justin Jefferson now.
JSA. I did see that. I went, oh. That's the offensive coordinator saying that, by the way, hinting at that being Justin Jefferson. JSN has been every bit the hype that we thought he would be coming in. He's been great. Let's continue to see how this evolves before we conclude. Darnold is easily the upgrade over Geno Smith, and the offense is this or that. It's a big test for them, and it's a short week. So these
you're going on the road, short week.
And you had a big blowout win. You're feeling great. Arizona, I think, choked the game away against San Francisco. Like,
yes.
It's a weird spot. And based on what we saw last week, who the hell knows what's going to happen?
Some really good ones coming in that we totally whiffed on.
Yeah, I'd love to hear.
Power of Love, Back to Future. I mean, how do you?
Huey Lewis in the news.
How do you? That one, yeah. I mean, I might take back my entire take.
How
I might
do you
have
not
to
think of Marty kissing Jennifer?
Riding a skateboard.
And then think, Power of Love.
It's a Power of Love.
But I think also, wasn't that written for the movie?
I don't know. Was that written for the movie? We need swag. We need 80s swag on this one. You know?
This is tough because these are...
I don't think so.
You think that song came out from Huey Lewis and the News and they put it in the movie?
I think that was on one of those albums, either Four or Sports. I can't remember.
So check and see what year the album came out, what year the song came out, and then what year... Because when did the first Back to the Future get made? 85? Is that the first one?
Yeah.
Also, we got Breakfast Club, Don't You Forget About Me. That's a good one. Don't you...
Yeah, it was written for the Back to the Future soundtrack.
So it was. It was
the music video is Back to the Future.
The music video is Back to the Future?
No, it was written for the soundtrack. Yeah. Power Love
See,
was written
this
for the
is what's
soundtrack.
Tough so is, kind these of are absolute jams. I don't want to dismiss them.
I'm doing a different angle here because some songs are not made for the movie and then they get put in the movie.
Well, I guess some of them get put on the soundtrack, but like specifically written for the movie soundtrack
the
is
movie.
Different than being added to the soundtrack.
Yes, agree with you.
Like, man. I don't think Smash Mouth All-Star was written for Shrek's soundtrack.
No, it was out long before Shrek.
Long before that.
Yeah, so I think they just used it and it worked perfectly.
Yeah.
The American Pie songs I'm noting were standalones added to different scenes of the movie.
Yes.
And you just think of the songs.
1999 All-Star came out. So it was out a full 2 years before the
there
Shrek
you go.
Movie
It was a Y2K song.
It was a Y2K song, yeah. Fun walk down memory lane.
Do you have one for you that for whatever reason a song comes on and you think of a movie?
Gonna Fly Now in Rocky when he's running up through the streets and up the steps.
Okay.
It's a good song.
Sure.
It gets you going every time you hear it.
It's a good anthem.
It's a really good anthem. All righty, there you go. Thursday Night Football. Cardinals suck. I'll be watching.
What
Amazon
if they win?
Prime. They still suck.
We said the Dolphins suck. You can argue they should have won that Bills game.
You're not wrong. The Dolphins would still have sucked.
So what's the so we're going in saying the Cardinals suck.
I'm not taking any
what's the conclusion if they beat the Seahawks?
They
tonight?
Still suck, and maybe the Seahawks got problems.
Yeah, I
that's
think
the
this,
takeaway.
I think this game is all about the Seahawks.
Yeah,
they'd be 3-1.
It's
agreed.
All about the Seahawks.
Thank
are
you.
They are they actually taking steps and
your little sandstorm uniforms copying Oregon down there? Nobody cares about you, Cardinals.
You McDonald's? Think in Phoenix they're saying yeah tonight's all about the Seahawks?
No, in Phoenix
no,
they care
not.
About the Cardinals, but nobody outside of Phoenix cares about the Cardinals. Do we have a single Cardinal fan in our audience?
Who outside of Seattle, and I guess you can count Portland, cares about the Seahawks?
Look, it's a valid argument.
I'd argue they're the Pacific Northwest Cardinals.
They got a Super Bowl.
That's true. You're right.
And they've been to another one.
You're not wrong.
They've been to the playoffs.
They've had way more success than the Cardinals.
Yes.
You're right. I'll take it back. Let me walk that
The Cardinals
back.
Are more known for Jerry Maguire than they are anything the Cardinals have done.
Okay. I'll walk it back. I take it back.
Take it back. How dare you mean it? All righty. A little bit more to get to, including a couple of nuggies in college football. We'll dive into those next. Solid poll. Fly Like an Eagle, Space Jam.
Oh, it's a great one.
That's good.
Phil Collins has a couple of these for the movie Tarzan. There's kids' movies these apply to. Armageddon, Aerosmith.
Oh,
the one I miss it there. I haven't heard that song in so long.
What
man.
Do you got? You got Elton John's Circle of Life and Lion
see?
King.
Yeah.
But see, those are specifically made.
Now, yes. You came up with one. What's your swag?
Time of My Life and Dirty Dancing.
Yeah. The time of my life.
Hello, hey, hey, baby. I'm Michael McDonald's penis. You played that album on the vinyl yet?
No, I can't touch it. Feels weird. Gotta be honest.
I need you guys. I need you guys to do a duet together where Swag's doing his like low octave and you're giving me the high Michael McDonald voice. I need that to happen, man.
We need Swag to have a dialogue with his unit and yes. I'm the unit.
You're talking as the unit.
Come on, man, perform for me. I'm trying down here. I'm trapped in these whiteys.
A few too many whiskeys.
All right, you got a golf thing you want to talk about? You want to talk about golf? Can we talk about golf?
Yeah, what are you embarrassed talk about golf? Having a golf take?
Yeah, I want you to bear with me
it's
here.
It's going
to
be like golf cleats?
It's probably worse. I'd argue it's worse.
Who are we sending out first tomorrow, Swag?
I'm hearing Doucher and JT.
Doucher and JT?
Okay, I can't wait. I want to be.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal, Sprager. It's
1 o'clock.
Look, who do you pair? Alternate shot.
I'm sure it is.
You got to find who's yeah. matchups.
I know. I feel like you, Swag, and Rob just need to do a show, and you need to get this out of your system. And yeah.
my only
Special
bummer for the Ryder Cup is
Golf
the weekend
in the Northwest,
that it
Saturday morning, yeah. 9
yeah,
a.m. Ryder Cup edition.
He's doing a Ryder Cup
is
show.
Dirk going to be on that?
I don't know. He'll answer his phone.
We'll see. We'll see what time I get up.
Okay,
Saturday morning.
So
I don't know what time he's getting to Grand Central. So
yesterday we were in a conversation with a coworker. I will not name names, and they were in a golf tournament, one club against another club. And he said, "Hey, you guys got to play this. We did this new thing this weekend.
Yeah, 12-man scramble.
Yeah." So he starts explaining it. He's like, "Oh, but it's different." And he starts walking us through. And this is not just that person. This is quite literally every single time I have been involved with the bachelor party outing with golf, a coworker, a fan golf classic. I don't know any format, and I can't remember any format, and I don't know what it is, but when I'm explaining the format, I just...
You kind of blank out?
It might as well be the Charlie Brown teacher. Womp, 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 and you could quiz me a million times. Hey, what did we play at the Fan Golf Classic?
Shamble, baby.
I would have said scramble. I don't know. Texas Hold'em. I don't know what these are called.
Texas Hold'em would be a fun golf format.
But 99% of the
Who's
time.
Who's coming on the river, if you know what I mean, huh?
Unless I'm just doing a random, hey, there's four guys, we're golfing, keep your score. Yeah. I have no idea how
I just
how
don't
want
to suck out on the turn. That's pretty much what I'm trying to avoid.
That's not a bad take. I'm this way with if I play like a board game or a card game I've never played before and somebody's taking the time to explain it to me, I do the same thing where I'm like, can we just start playing and I'll figure it out? Like
that, yeah. Yeah.
Like, just tell me what I need to do. Okay. I got five cards. What am I looking for? Okay. Okay. All right. Now I got it. Take me a couple hands and I'll figure it out.
Sure.
That's not a bad take at all. Some of it's pretty simple, like alternate shots, a team of two, and you hit every other, you don't.
I mean, I get it. It's in the name.
It's alternate. You
but
alternate
when he
back
was explaining
forth.
Our coworker yesterday, this.
Yeah, it was like a 12-man scramble where you essentially team up with a different guy every three holes over 2 days. And it's a way to even out all the handicaps and all the teams. And you have a running leaderboard and everybody ends up somewhat close together. Yeah.
Just you saying
very
that
convoluted.
Overwhelmed me like I was
my
in
buddy
math
Tommy's
class again.
This way with golf. Where like we'll show up and he'll be like, "What's the format?" And it's just like, now this is even going over my head.
Some of the gambling stuff too, where you're like Nassau's and all those sorts of things. That's where I'll get a little lost.
You see
the format I can keep up with, unless it's so convoluted. It's like we're doing something different every hole.
I also get frustrated when it's like, it's my turn to putt. I have a 6-footer. Like, there's a confidence-building putt there. And they're like, Sprager, pick it up. Down one, up two. We'll go get it over. And I'm like, I can't even hit this putt. Like, I can't even putt it? This is ridiculous.
You can putt it up.
No,
it up.
But it's always like, Sprager, pick it up. Down two, up three. We got to go. We're four over. Best ball next. Like, what?
I'm so lost.
If you ever play golf with Sprague, just know one thing, and one thing only.
He has no idea what's happening.
Well, that and the ball's hitting the hole.
Yeah.
The ball, if you play golf with Sprague, it doesn't matter if you tell him it's good. It doesn't matter if it's 2 inches. Two inches for some is a lot. Doesn't matter.
Yep.
That ball's hitting the hole.
I like the sound.
He wants to hear the sound.
The sound.
He wants to build the confidence, and he's going to put the ball in the hole.
I probably paid $75 for that sound. I want to hear the sound.
Yeah, you want to hear the sound at the end of it, you know?
And also, any truthers out there in the golf world, when they tell you it's good hitting the putt, it doesn't count all of a sudden. You get a free putt.
Yeah, it's actually a great feeling. You still hit the putt. That's actually a USGA rule.
Thank
you. If they give you the putt, you are still allowed to hit the putt, and it does not count.
Put it on the board.
You were given the putt.
Thank you.
You're allowed to hit practice putts after a hole's over, too. That's allowable.
I'm not right on everything in golf, but I have some right takes. I have some right takes.
Well, there's only three formats you have to worry about at the Ryder Cup.
You want to lay it out for him?
Foursomes.
Foursomes.
Which is alternate shot.
Yeah, okay.
Four ball. Which is best ball with
so
two
everybody
main teams.
So it's 2-on-2 so
everybody
they play against
plays their own ball
but the best score
best
of the two counts
gotcha
is
does
your
that make
team
sense
score
yeah. Yep
and then Sunday is singles so it's just
1-on-1
straight up
I got that one
and that's
match
where you
play.
Can give putts that's where it's match play you can if you're 2 feet away you can give and then that becomes I love match play because of the vitriol that will exist at some point
something,
in the round over
petty.
A given or non-given
don't
putt.
The Euros love to never give you the putt? Isn't that
you will see glances of guys of like, really? You're going to make me putt this? You're real?
And
like,
then once
like, oh, okay.
It's all about who's going to do that first because usually the first few holes
you kind of feel loosey-goosey.
It's 3.5, but it's straight. It's going
road
in.
Road team
and
needs
then,
to do it first.
Yeah. And then you get to the end of the round and you're sweating over.
Then you get somewhere around the 8th, 9th hole. Maybe somebody's got two up. And you've got like a, 18-incher left, and they're not giving it to you.
Yeah.
And then it's on.
I'm known this way as a golfer. I'm a give slut.
That's because you want it in return.
I give it away very easy. I'm a loosey-goosey. We're out. We're having fun. If I'm playing for money or there's something on the line, I'm not that way.
It's because you're insecure and your dad didn't love you.
But if I'm playing golf, I'm looking to please. I'm looking to satisfy.
Yeah,
that's
you
are. You're good. You're good.
Yeah, you
especially
are.
If it's been like I'm super aggressive when it comes to like if I've seen you have a rough hole and you're sweating over like a 5-footer for double bogey. Like, dude, you're good. Just you're good.
Yeah, it's 5-footer. Nobody's picking that up.
Pack it up and go to the next hole. You're fine.
Putt it out. 5-footer?
What are you sweating over here?
A
right?
5-footer?
We're out here having fun, man. Brett, you write that 6 down and you go to number 2, buddy.
Yeah, but then
next hole is going to be better for you.
I also know how petty you are. You put that in the back of your mind like, dude, I'd seen you miss the 5-footer before.
Now I'm standing over a 4-footer for par like, hey, a little help here. A little help here. Remember the first 8 holes?
Yeah. Just
give it away left and right. While we find out today... Save my college nuggies for tomorrow. We find out today, 4 o'clock. 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock our time. Matchups. Foursomes.
Oh, man.
It's going to be fun.
It's crazy.
Waking up early.
The buzz.
Group chat's going to be lighting up today at 1 o'clock. Boop, 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 boop. Who are we teaming up? Can't wait to find out.
What group chat do you have?
All right. I mean, Swagger could be going back and forth.
So our group chat.
Yeah, our group chat.
I'll be up. I'll be watching it live.
4 a.m. start tomorrow,
I'll
man.
Be in the garage.
Yeah, my only complaint is I just wish, and they have no control over this, but like there's been some weekends of football so far that I'm like, you know what? There's not a lot going on. This is like the best weekend of college football I feel like we've had in forever.
Yeah. The problem is the Ryder Cup's planned like 5 years in advance.
Oh, it's set in stone. There's no control over it. I get it. It's just like, man, 2 weeks ago when we're like, what are we going to watch this weekend? Would have been great to die in the Ryder Cup, and now we got a great weekend of football ahead. But it's going to make the weekend awesome. We'll have a ton more on our Football Friday show tomorrow. Let's wrap it up with some poll questions. Final thoughts on Thursday Night Football. Next, 105.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, good little music day for Dirt. I'm getting swag going over there. I'm revving his engine. Somebody texting in, fan text line, is it wrong that my flag is half up listening to you talk about golf? No, there's nothing wrong about that at all, dude. You raise that flag over whatever you want to raise that flag over.
Stand salute.
Let's take a look at the poll question, shall we? Not a lot of time here before we kick it to the gentleman after us, Harris and Meringue, right around the corner.
The firm.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Here we go. Poll questions. I got to scroll back. We got some Jake Butt texts, or excuse me, quotes that are coming in. Is Cal Raleigh's 60 home run season the most shocking thing that you've ever seen in baseball? 66 votes into this thing right now. We're at 50-50. It's a 50-50 split.
I mean, it's a legitimate question, and I only had one other answer. So,
yeah.
I don't know what people would vote for.
Now that the Mariners have won the AL West, did Cal Raleigh lock up the AL MVP tonight with his 59th and 60th home runs? 85% of you say yes. I don't. Yeah,
15%. We had somebody respond, was like, Judge has had a way better season. And
way
I'm
better
like,
season based on what?
Like, okay. Yeah, but I was batting listening average to the national, like MLB tonight and stuff. They think it's a dead heat.
It's not, though. Vegas is swayed. He's a minus 200 now.
I mean, narratives win, right? Like, narratives win MVPs. If you want to tell me that there's, like, numbers, like, of course there's areas in which Aaron Judge is better than Cal Raleigh. Nobody would argue against that. Like, this idea, I heard Joe Fortenbaugh say that this morning. Like, it's not even close to Judge has been the better player, the more valuable player. And I'm like, what?
If again,
based on what? One guy is the best defensive catcher in baseball. His batting average is lower. Like, they're very evenly split.
But if they reverse jerseys, it wouldn't be a debate.
It's not a debate.
This makes it all stupid.
It's not a debate. It's an East Coast bias Yankee thing that just is insufferable.
This would be, I have zero dog in the Mariner fight. It would be one of the more egregious MVP.
This would be akin to Christian McCaffrey losing the Heisman Trophy to Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
When he did everything and was everything for Stanford's offense. And they went on to win the Rose Bowl that year. We asked, do you enjoy watching the Arizona Cardinals play football? 12% of you say yes.
Oh.
What is wrong with 12%?
Maybe you're a Cardinal fan.
Maybe you got Kyler Murray on your fantasy team.
A lot of Trey McBride fans out there.
Trey McBride fans out there getting jacked up to watch Trey McBride play football tonight. Thursday night football. Do we have a random college game that's going head-to-head with this tonight?
Like a stupid...
Army and East Carolina.
That's our Thursday
night
game.
Did Army lose last weekend? Because they won that Kansas State game, and then suddenly it was like, I think they were in a... They were losing to somebody at home.
They lost a game to somebody
North
random.
Texas.
North Texas beat them at home,
Texas, hey.
Yeah, they lost their first game at home to Tarleton State,
it was
remember?
A shootout.
Yeah.
The Tarleton State team that shut out the Vikings.
And then they beat Kansas State.
And then they beat,
North Texas, South Florida, Boise still, Tulane, and Memphis. Little group of six thing building here for the playoff.
I might tune into East Carolina Army 4:30 on ESPN. Why not, dude? Let's go Pirates. Is Skip Holtz still there? Is Lou Holtz's son still the head coach in East Carolina? Do you guys remember when he was there?
I don't remember that at all.
Remember the Bowden kid had a coaching job for a while? Love when the kids come around.
Is Beamer going to go back to Virginia Tech?
It'd be pretty funny if he did. I don't think it's a better job. It's not a better job in South Carolina in any way, shape, or form. But he grew up there, and he, you know, there's a strong family pull. So I'll be curious if there's any interest there.
Might dive into this Kiffin doc when I get home.
You go watch that today?
I didn't know that was out.
Yeah, it's an ESPN one, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, it was an E60. I ended up watching a chunk of it yesterday.
What'd you think?
It was
surprising.
He was pretty candid.
It's like the many lives of Lane Kiffin or something is what it's called, whatever.
Yep.
He's a fascinating career, man. Being as young as he was at the Raiders and then kind of being a joke with the fire and tarmac thing and then...
refining his career and then becoming a joke again and then refining his career again. Like, he's died.
Like,
and
nobody
reborn.
Bought his Alabama thing. They're like, oh, you're Saban. And then he...
And it was pretty interesting when he talked about, just readjusting to life with Nick Saban. That part was pretty interesting and... It was like, why are you the way you are? And Saban explained it to him. And then Kiffin's like, oh, well, why didn't you tell me that ahead of time? I would have understood.
Well, it would have gotten better.
I heard something about isn't he the one that was at Fresno and he couldn't beat out David Carr And so that's what brought him into coaching?
I don't know. Is that a Lane Kiffin story?
I heard that, but...
Yeah, I missed the beginning.
I think that was his start of everything. And I assume the emotional part is when he talks about his dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, how do you not?
Legendary defensive coordinator.
You are right. He was at Fresno State from 94 to 96, a quarterback.
Yeah, and he basically realized he wasn't going to beat Carout, so he just turned to coaching.
Interesting. Does anybody want to spring the line on the game tonight?
No.
Can I press you into a Seahawk or Cardinal
bet?
I have no feel
for this. It's Thursday night. They play weird, strange, goofy games.
I have no idea how
this
is going to go.
I'm not betting the game tonight.
I don't know. How much juice is on a tie? If I get enough juice on a tie, maybe I'd let a couple of nickels.
3-3, like back in the day? Go to overtime. Nobody can score a touchdown. We'll see what happens on Thursday Night Football. That will do it for us, folks. What a show we had today. Jake Butt.
Yeah.
Josh Pate.
Oh.
Dame Brugler.
Woo!
Bingo, bango, bongo. All 1051thefan.com, 1051thefan on Twitter, at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. Tomorrow will be a football Friday. All the final thoughts. Oregon State's got a game day tomorrow. It's going to be a big one. We can't wait to get there. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Thanks, everybody, for watching on YouTube. Like the video, subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The firm of Harrison Marang is next. You're listening to 1051 FM The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.